Hey, my name is Chris Johnson. I experienced something today. It's kind of like an etiquette question. And I'm not sure if anybody else on the fucking planet goes through this shit in their head like I do. But like for me, this was an issue. I did a race. I did a 10K. And a buddy of mine that I used to work with in radio is heavily involved in this 10K. It was a benefit for a former New York State trooper that was a friend of his. So I saw him there last year. And we shot the shit at the fucking after party. The post-race party, I saw him. We talked for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or whatever the fuck it was. And it was fucking cool. So this year, I knew he was probably going to be there. And this race is good, too. Like, there's a lot of races. Some races are picturesque. Some races are kind of shitty. Some races have fucking awful post-race parties. Some races have good ones. But the problem is, there's only, like, one a week. So if I want to fucking run a weekend and there's a shitty race, like, I'm either doing a shitty race or I'm not fucking running. So I usually will do the fucking shitty ones, too. It's not like there's, like, fucking 10 a week I gotta fucking choose between. But this is, like, a good one. So, like, I can't miss this one. They got these flavored milks available afterwards. You fucking drop $2 at the store to get that goddamn thing. They got a raffle. I didn't win a goddamn thing, but like, I like the idea that I might win some fucking money. You know, your fruit, they got fucking pizza, a tent set up. It's a good fucking time. It's a 5K, 10K, the pussies do the 5K, fucking studs like me do the 10, and it's a fucking two laps. If you do the fucking one lap, it's 5K and you finish. If you're doing the 10, you do a second lap. So my buddy is at mile marker 1 and 4, and like pouring out water, handing shit out, stuff like that. And mile 1, it's a fucking madhouse because the 5 and 10's there, he's pouring shit out. So I didn't see him. I didn't see him at mile 1. But mile 4, I did see his ass. It, you know, second lap. It thinned out at this point. I shouted out to him that my balls were hot and he got fucking excited. Screamed my name out in the middle of the street and shit. And then, you know, we did the fucking handshake and he's like, hey, are you going to be the fucking post-race thing? I was like, yeah, bro. He's like, oh, I'll catch you there. And then it was it. But, like, he's involved in the race. So, like, I don't really know if he's going to be at the post-race thing. I'm assuming he's going to be there. But, like, what's my obligation to that? I was thinking about that the whole final 2 miles. Like, what if I don't see him? What if I want to fucking bounce? Like, how long do I have to wait before I can get the fuck out of here? Because I like this dude. It's not like some random piece of shit. Some random motherfucker was like, hey, going to be at the post-race party? I say yes. He was like, oh, maybe I'll catch you there. We ain't going to fucking catch each other there. Absolutely not. But like, if it's a situation where you want to catch somebody, what do? And to be honest, if I have no interest in fucking seeing somebody, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'll fucking see you there. I might say like, I'll be at the party, but I'm not going to make any fucking commitment. So anyway, I go to the fucking post-race party. I'm fucking eating my food, dicking around, waiting for them to give the awards and shit. And, you know, he's not there because, you know, he's fucking miles away. I don't know when the fuck he's going to show up. I saw him, like, towards the end of the thing. He was with somebody, and they were talking to, like, an older couple. And I was like, I don't know those three motherfuckers. Like, I can't walk in there and barge into a conversation. I don't want to barge into a conversation. I mean, theoretically, I could walk over there and be like, hey, man. But then, like, I got to be introduced to these people. What if they're talking about something important? I have no idea what the fuck's going on. I don't want to be that guy that fucking butts into a conversation. If I see somebody that, like, I haven't seen in 20 years, this is a ridiculous scenario because I fucking hate everybody. But, like, try to envision a scenario where, like, there's somebody you really like and you haven't seen them for a really long time. But they're talking to a couple people and you're thinking to yourself, like, should I go over there? Like, I'm going to go see him because I haven't seen him so long. It's going to be fucking great. Like, I'm just going to go say hello and then bounce. Like, I would never fucking say hello in that situation. I'm not getting involved in that. I don't want to meet the people that he's with. I don't want to risk that they're having an important conversation. I don't want to barge in and, like, after I leave, have everybody be like, who the fuck was that asshole? Couldn't he see we're fucking talking? Like, I don't want that on my mind. I'll think about that forever. So I see him, like, talking to the other couple, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how long do I gotta wait here? Like, do I have to wait here? Like, how much of a commitment did we really make to actually talk? Like, I would talk to him, but he's fucking busy. I got, like, an age group reward. They gave me, like, a cup. The fucking raffle's over. Like, okay, this is done. Like, this, like, my obligation to this post-race party now is finished. Like, all the business is done at this point. And, like, to be honest with you, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. I don't know whose obligation it is to go find the other dude at this point. And he's still talking to that couple over there. So I was like, maybe I'll just wait. Maybe I'll wait. Like, maybe they'll wrap up and there'll be an opening. Should I wait for an opening? Do I care about an opening? I mean, how bad do I really want to have a conversation right now? Like, I saw him in the street already. Like, it was a cool interaction. I was satisfied with that. I'm fulfilled at this point. Then he walks away from, like, the old couple. And they, like, walked off. I don't know where the fuck he went. Like, to a playground or some shit. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm not following him over there. Am I the asshole if I just get the fuck out of here now? Am I the dick? Like, can I just fucking leave without being an asshole? Because here's the thing. If I told somebody, and this is just, like, me talking. This isn't me, like, criticizing, like, how he handled the situation. I think he was just like, hey, man, if you're there, maybe I'll fucking see you. But, like, if I said to somebody, like, I'll see you there, I feel obligated that I have to see them there at this point. I don't want to be unreliable. Being unreliable is a big fucking problem for me. I've had a lot of unreliability in my life, from parents to fucking spouses to friends, all that shit. So, like, I can't do it. I can't have unreliability on my conscience. So, like, if I say, like, hey, man, I'll fucking be there. I'll see you there. We're going to talk. all that shit. I feel an obligation to like, well, fuck, I gotta do it now. I already said I'm gonna fucking do it. But all I said was I'll be at the event. So I don't think I'm locked in, but I'm still worried about being locked in. Just fucking my thoughts are racing. And as I was like walking to my car, I'm feeling guilty about it. I'm feeling guilty walking away like, I shouldn't be doing this. Is he gonna think I avoided him? That's what goes through my mind at all times. Like, I can't just have any normal situation where it's just a fucking busy place, we didn't run into each other, and we're fucking done. So anyway, I just fucking bounced. I didn't fucking see him. I thought about like texting him, but I thought like, who gives a fuck? He didn't give a fuck. Nobody gives a shit. We said hello. We fucking smiled, man. Listen, I could text him at any time, and I probably will during the baseball playoffs like I usually do. But I don't think I'm a dick. I don't think I'm a dick for bouncing. That's all. I don't think I'm a dick. I think it was a normal human thing to do, but like I'm worried that it wasn't a human thing to do. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any fucking podcasting site that you desire. I'm also on Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes. Twitter at Johnson Hates You. And in my Facebook timeline, this podcast is going to be right there as well.